definitely when our supposed director, Ernie, was giving a speech. They had set up a stage outside the factory that they were building, and there was a red carpet, and they had police escorting vehicles, and the mayor was there. There were TV cameras, news reporters, things like that. And he was giving this speech, you know, talking about our long list of clients and how happy we were to be there. And when the speech was over, they blasted confetti from the stage, and they had fireworks going off in the field. And then he was giving interviews with local TV and taking a picture with the mayor after. And we were all sitting there at the front row, sort of shaking our heads and kind of wondering how this could possibly be happening.
Because Ernie really didn't know much about the company at all.
No, none of us did, really. We didn't really have any background or anything like that, and we were sort of kept in the dark about what we were actually doing there. They had already prepared the speech, so when he got there, he practiced the speech a few times the day before, and then the next morning was the ceremony.
And what was your role? You were there as one of the bosses.
We were all supposedly quality control experts, and that was it. We didn't really have any titles. Ernie was the only one lucky enough to get business cards made. The rest of us were just lackeys.
And the company, because of that's the remarkable thing, that this company apparently really didn't exist as an American entity anyway.
Yeah, we were a fictional American company that was supposedly spearheading this project. They had printed off sheets with company background and the details of the company. And when I was sort of looking into the article, I searched high and low on the internet and couldn't find any existence of it. So unless it's a big American company with no website, it doesn't exist.
And this is to give the Chinese company the appearance of having very strong foundations and international links and being able to fulfill all of its contracts. It would be unfair, though, to say that this is fraudulent, isn't it? I mean, it's not fraudulent, it's PR. Or what do you think?
Certainly, connections are really important here. The business world sort of thrives on it. And, you know, I can't really speak for the company. They never, you know, specifically said why we were there. But my guess is, you know, to give it the image of connections and, you know, try to impress people like the local mayor and whatnot.
And has this happened elsewhere? Did you hear of others who were given this opportunity to be professional men in suits?
Yeah, I've been here for about 3 years. And, you know, off the top of my head, I can think of about 6 or 7 people who have done very similar things. And since I wrote this article, you know, a lot of people have emailed me telling their stories as well. I can also say that a lot of people really want to do it. Since I published this story, I've had about 30 emails from people, mostly in the States, asking if I could hook them up with fake businessman jobs. So maybe there's a market for this.
We should make it clear that this wasn't a glamorous series of events, was it?
That's true. We had been told that we were going to be staying in a nice hotel and we'd be wined and dined. The reality wasn't exactly like that. The hotel was kind of a typical business hotel you find in these second and third tier Chinese cities. It was pretty dirty. There's, you know, stains on the sheets. And we opened the blinds, and sure enough, there was a scrapyard across the way with a dog in it as well. The lobby smelled like seafood. We also had to sit in this small temporary office from about 8 a.m. to 5 or 6 p.m. Doing nothing. We slept, we read magazines, joked around. And yeah, that was our days while we were there.